I had a baby as a result of an affair, and now his wife is reaching out to me. The affair baby wife. So this is like ages.
This is tough.
This comes from Free River 3388. And they say, I, female 26, had an affair with a married man, male 42, a few years ago. I had no clue he was married when we first met and hooked up. I obviously looked him up on social media, and while he did have photos of his kids on there, there was absolutely no mention or photos of his wife at all. I found out that he was married about a month after we first got together, but he told me it was just marriage on paper. And they basically live separate lives and agreed to remain married for practical purposes until the kids were older. They owned a business, which she really ran, and he was just financially involved in.
Okay.
Great cover, bro.
Oh, exposed?
Great cover.
Huh?
I knew at the time that I probably shouldn't believe him, but I convinced myself it's true. I was in my early 20s and so gosh darn attracted to him. I guess almost infatuated with him. He made me feel so good. Damn. These are thirsty stories.
is this your theme, Riley?
Bro, are you just doing thirst traps for these stories?
My God.
I know now that I should have ended immediately, but I didn't realize what I was getting myself into. I was addicted to all the attention he gave me, the great sex, the places he'd take me. I felt so special. I was so naive. I got pregnant about a year into seeing him. They were doing it raw.
Oh.
I had always been so careful with preventing pregnancy. Okay, maybe not. But during my relationship with him, I took stupid risks. Okay, no, they were. Yep. I was so high in lust with this guy. It's embarrassing. The things he'd ask me to do, I'd say yes to almost anything. Even when I knew it was a bad idea. I was in love with him, or so I thought. I hadn't intentionally wanted to get pregnant. I would, of course, dream about being his wife and having a family, but I knew that wouldn't be a possibility while he had this arrangement with his actual wife. I didn't get pregnant on purpose with any intention of him leaving her for me, even if I wished that we could be a real normal couple. I was surprised by how excited I was to be pregnant with his baby.
Oh, man.
To have his seed growing inside me. She didn't say that. I wanted that baby once I found out I was pregnant. The thought of carrying this baby of the man I loved was so special to me, but I knew he probably wouldn't feel the same.
Mm.
Love is a drug and she is addicted to the dick.
That's true.
Right?
She's addicted.
She's addicted.
Addicted.
Jesse says as long as he had an arrangement with his actual wife, lol, what the fuck?
Called their marriage.
No, never let them hit raw.
Dude.
Bro, you're opening up yourself to a world of hurt.
Dude.
Pregnancy, STDs. Hamster girl says, a dickhead. Fairy love says, rip my innocent ears. Who's innocent over here, bro?
No one.
If you're listening to OKOP, you're not innocent. Also, Baby Godzilla, thanks for the $5. Riley's trying to tell us something with these stories.
It's not me. It's just the way they read these things. Okay?
You're wrong.
I swear.
Riley's a horny, horny boy.
That's right.
Mama Shadow, thanks for the $10. Hi from Phoenix. Came into the stream like 2 hours ago. Thanks, friends, for keeping me company tonight as things feel like it's falling apart. Oh, I hope it's just our sanity and not your life. Appreciate and love you all. Bugs and kisses. XOXO.
Sarah, I'm a good church boy. Let me be.
You can change him.
Yeah, that's right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, man. That's why Riley is so horny, because he's a good church boy.
That's right. And he's come to confess to all you mommies out there.
Oh, yeah. The second coming is real. And it's yes, within it Riley right now. All right. I told him.
Oh, my God. It is currently 1:18 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. This is where you brought us. This is where you brought us.
Defile Riley.
This is where you brought us.
Leave me alone. I have work to do. People, let me leave.
Riley, this is your job.
Oh,
is
my God.
Getting harassed.
Yes.
Mama exactly. Shadow 218 in Arizona. No plans to sleep. Stay up with us.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're all in bed together, you know? You're cuddling up in bed. While he whispers sweet nothings into your ear.
Exactly. Through his headphones.
You've worked so hard today.
Dude,
you deserve a rest.
Dude, I have an okay story time.
Okay,
I have an
story
okay
time?
Story time. Yes. Yeah. About some ASMR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. All right. Let's get back into this story,
let's do it, baby.
You little horny monsters. I told him I was pregnant, and he told me I couldn't keep the baby. I expected his reaction, but I was devastated, and it hurt me to my core that he didn't feel the same way I did. He offered to pay to make a whole weekend of it something exciting, what the F, and to buy me something special if I just please get rid of the baby. He explained that he didn't want any more kids and that he couldn't openly be a father to another kid when he and his wife were still pretending to be happily married to the outside world. I agreed to do what he wanted, and we made plans for him to pick me up and find somewhere out of town to get it done. I was all packed the night he was going to pick me up, but I started to feel really scared and really unsafe about the whole thing. I took my bag and checked myself into a hotel to hide because I couldn't go with him. I texted him to say I promised to never contact him again and to never name him as a father or go after child support if he'd promise to leave me alone. Whoa, what do we think?
Wow.
What do we think?
Yikes.
Wait, really quick. Sarah Badoff said, Riley, I dated a perfect church boy in high school. His hands were so raw.
I didn't need to know that.
That is so funny.
But really quick.
What does that mean?
Really quick. So,
what does that mean?
Is OP's lover the a-hole?
Is OP's lover
the
a-hole? Oh, yeah. For sure. Without a question of a doubt.
Yeah. And it feels like there's something in her gut that's like, Luz, what does raw hands mean? I think like it means Christians can only do hand jobs.
Fuck you.
That's not a Riley thing, to be clear. That's
stop, just
like
just keep going. God.
That's like a Christian
Fuck
thing.
You.
God loves hand jobs.
Oh goodness.
Oh Lord. Whew. Man, you guys are funny.
It's a late night stream. This is the late night stream, ladies and gentlemen. Farmer's hands, y'all. Calluses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I got those.
Them strong hands, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got calluses right there.
Boom. Show them, Riley.
He's been lifting.
Got some splinters, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
From working hard at the sawmill.
That's right.
Yeah, he's been shoving that wood and those machines all
guys,
day.
Guys, if we raise $10,000, we'll fly Riley back to the sawmill and he'll
and
just
do
be
we'll
a
do a
live
whole
stream of
sexy
him just
shirtless
at the sawmill.
Yeah, dude, we get a whole sexy shirtless montage of Riley working at the sawmill.
Exactly.
Oh God, wait, John, you said I'd never have to go back to the sawmill.
Only for a live stream, and we fly you back first class.
That
only for
so
a live stream.
Used.
All right, let's get back into the story and stop simping over Riley.
Yeah, this is getting
and
a
his
little
church
too crazy.
Boy hands.
Yeah, y'all are going way too crazy right now.
Riley is a man of God. He's been going to church lately.
Yeah, he is.
We found a church that he liked.
Yeah, it's so fun. You guys are making me want to wish I was there.
Man needs to repent for his. I mean, he's not even sitting. Y'all are doing
y'all
all
need
this
to repent. Leave me alone.
First $10 towards Riley Sawmill field trip. First $10.
Oh,
9,990 to go.
At first, he tried to sweet talk me into doing what he wanted. When I didn't cave, he said some very nasty things to me that I essentially better never contact him again or show up at his door. I have a 2-year-old now. At times, it's been difficult, but overall, we are thriving as best we can. So she's had the baby, is 2 years old. I have kept my word about naming him as the father or requesting child support. His wife,
oh, no.
Contacted me on social media. Well, she's his ex-wife now. She wants to talk to me. She found out about me and told me that she divorced him 6 months ago. She wants her children to know their siblings and for my child to know his siblings. That's weird to me. I haven't responded back to her yet. I am unsure of how to approach this. How do I respond to this? I wonder if I'm being selfish by not exploring an option for my child to know his siblings, if she's being genuine about that. If I was married and my husband fathered a child outside of our marriage, I don't think I'd feel the same as she does. There are some relevant comments and a juicy update, but what do we think? How should OP respond to her affair partner's wife?
I mean, on one hand, you're kind of almost like, I left this all aside. You kind of, by telling her, you would kind of get mixed all into it. And OP, I feel like, went through such a traumatic experience of like closing that off.
Yeah.
To reopen that and get like, just for her own sake, yeah. I could see her being like, I don't want to get reinvolved with all this again.
And it also feels like maybe she's just doing this angle to get like definite facts about the relationship they had. Like, it feels like maybe
she already knows, but.
She already knows, but wants confirmation.
Yeah.
Suing for divorce and needs like you know, it needs confirmation there, you know, so like, or needs proof.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's even in it for the children. She could just be in it for the divorce stuff.
The wife.
Yeah, the wife.
Yeah. And like, he deserves it for sure.
Yeah.
But I guess a question is like, is OP like down for that, I guess? And like open to him, like,
yeah, what
would
you
do?
So Jesse says, I think if she can manage, meet with the wife privately first to see how it goes. Don't bring the child in until it seems like a safe a situation. I think that makes sense. DK Australia, multitasking, listening to OKOP. You guys say multitasking. What does that mean?
What are you guys doing right now?
What are you guys doing?
Stop.
Angel Fierro says she def needs to file for child support. I don't know why she didn't file. Because you can file for child support and him not know about it. But I guess she did say like she wouldn't.
Wouldn't he? Wouldn't he know if she files for it against him?
Well, no. Sorry. The wife wouldn't have to know.
Oh, the wife wouldn't have to know. Yeah. Right. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But since she's getting divorced, Jesse says, Sam, dirty mind. Y'all, videographer says, I have two hands, Sam. I'm going back to the story.
Let's go back to the story.
I think OP should maybe is a good idea to meet with the wife.
Yeah.
Because like,
or even just like on a phone call or something.
Yeah, just a phone call.
You know? Yeah. Talk to her.
Yeah.
Talk to her basically. Yeah.
Gary Langer Williamson says, I think slowly introducing the child if everything goes fine and checks out, keeping siblings out of the child's life could really impact it down the road, especially if the 23andMe comes into play. I think right now, just like having a conversation would make sense. John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been like a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
100%.
Right. So, relevant comments. I didn't know he was married when we first got together. I acknowledged that I should have ended the relationship as soon as I found out he was married. I allowed myself to believe what he told me, which made it seem not so bad, like this was some sort of agreement he and his wife had. Emotionally, I was already hooked. I'm not making excuses. I wouldn't say I was happy to bring a baby into the situation. There was a huge mix of emotions. I felt like I was in love with him. So there's a part of me that was excited at first. That feeling soon died, but I felt that I loved my baby still. I tried to do the best thing that I could, which was to remove myself from his life and his family's life. I just wanted to be able to keep my baby and love my baby. I did not get pregnant on purpose. I wasn't on birth control. I had been on birth control when I was slightly younger and had life-threatening health complications as a result.
Oh, wow.
He knew I wasn't on birth control. He loved unprotected sex. Ugh. I was stupid and I agreed to do it. I would do almost anything he asked sexually. I tried to track my cycle and would tell him when it was probably not safe for him to do it. His wife isn't really what I'm afraid of. Whatever she'd want to say to me is probably deserved. served anyway and more. So if it's not, if you're not afraid of the wife talking, maybe I feel like it.
Yeah. Should, if she's ready for it, it's like the dude deserves to be freaking
right.
Have his spot blown up. So blow it up.
And then comment two, he found out about the pregnancy before I ghosted him. And upon finding out I was pregnant with his child, there was absolutely no real discussion about what we were going to do. We were going to do what he wanted to do, and he had it all planned out. That was the abortion. He threatened me by text and by phone calls and voicemails when I told him I was not going to go with him on this abortion vacation he had planned. I begged him to please not force me to do that, and he turned mean. I offered to never contact him again if he'd just let me go. After threatening me again about what he'd do if I didn't keep my word, he agreed. He has kept his side of the bargain and has never contacted me.
Man, dude, this guy deserves to go down. It's probably hard because also, do we know how young OP is and was?
I think she was 25.
25. So I could see it.
26.
26. I could see it being very scary for her. And like he was in a position of power and all these things. But like ultimately being able to like take him down like legally,
yeah,
you know, like would be.
Yeah. And also, I mean, awesome, like the wife can help with that, you know, the wife.
That is a good point.
Yeah,
that is a great point.
But there is one more comment I'm going to read before we go into the update.
Let's do it.
So I've been assuming that she found out about me on her own, maybe saw something on his phone or computer and is probably known for a while before reaching out to me if it's actually her. I get what some people are saying about siblings and such, but that man is not my child's dad. He's the dad of his older kids, but he's not the dad of my kid.
Yep.
I'm still young and I hope to have more children one day, and those children would be my son's siblings. I hope to find a man who loves me and my son and with whom I can have a legitimate relationship. I haven't been with another man since I ended things with this guy. I actually just went on two dates for the first time very recently. I'm not desperate to find a man right now, but I hope to find real love one day. Those people are not my son's family. He's two and they're old enough to drive. So I don't think they're missing out on any sort of relationship right now. I understand wanting to know your biological family, and I feel he can decide that later when he's old enough to have that one day. Depending on where we are in our lives at that time, he might not feel a need to know those people. I don't plan to lie to my son about his conception, but I don't think we need to involve ourselves with the man's ex-wife and teenage children at this time. So what do you think? What do you think? There is a big update, big, fat, juicy, thick, fat, juicy, juicy, juice update, girthy to the max. But what do you think? What do you think? Do you think OP is right in basically saying like, I don't want to talk to the wife? Put your answers in the chat. What do you think? Is OP right? It should OP talk to the wife or not? Talk or not? Let us know.
I forgot the like quote unquote original sin is like she did get with this dude while he was married.
Yes, but right? Didn't know initially. Knew later.
Oh, didn't know initially, but knew later. Yeah. So stayed in it. Once she knew, but oh man. I mean, again, she should talk with the wife, but I don't know if
you think she should.
Like she should, but I don't know if I can blame her for wanting to. I think she's afraid.
Yeah.
Like I think she's afraid of what he will do if he finds out, and like
what the wife could say. She said she's not afraid, but I feel like she is.
Of the wife.
Wait, can you roll it? Riley, can you scroll up a little bit? And Stacia says, I have some strong feelings about this. I was denied getting to know my biological dad and sisters. By the time they were introduced to my life, I was too old and was disinterested.
Yeah.
And you wish you, I guess you had that. Jesse says, I was dating a married man, didn't know originally, and when I confronted him about it, his excuse was, you didn't ask.
Excuse me? What?
Girl, that's wow. Crazy.
You gotta you should send us your story, Jesse, on the call line or r/OKOP show.
Yeah, send us your story, please.
Man. What do y'all think?
It sounds like they're saying you should.
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 Like, yeah.
Laura Art History says, she has every right to make that choice. Logically, I can understand where she's coming from, but morally, she should.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where we're landing. Yeah. Morally, she should
talk to the
wife. But there is a big, fat, juicy update.
Let's get into it.
Also, should we do another call-in, Riley?
Yeah, I can line that up.
Cool. If you want us to call you right now at this very late live stream, text us at 440-508-6567 with your one-liner story, basically saying, am I the asshole story or what should I do story? And you'll give us a minute of the story and then we'll ask questions for a minute and then we'll give our verdicts at the end of what you should do.
That's right.
Or are you the a-hole? So call us if you want us to call you or text us. 440-508-6567. Text us right now.
Hit our line, baby.
Hit our line. But let's get into this update.
Let's do it.
So I made a post 3 weeks ago and things have only gotten stranger. I had an affair with a married man a few years ago. I regret it and I will never do anything like that again. I knew it was wrong from the very beginning, but he captivated me. I was naive. I allowed myself to believe when he told me they were pretty much married on paper for the sake of the kids. I got pregnant and while he tried to walk me into getting an abortion, I ultimately decided to keep the baby. I have a 2-year-old little boy now. I promised this man that I wouldn't expose our affair and I wouldn't formally identify him as the father or request child support. I did that because he was becoming very nasty about the whole thing. And I felt like due to the mess that I had created and the way I felt by the end of it, a clean break with no involvement with him would be the best thing for everyone. I moved back to where my family is, hundreds of miles away from where he and his family live. About a month ago, his ex-wife reached out to me via social media claiming they had divorced for 6 months and that she wanted our children to be able to know each other. Now, their kids are teenagers, so I didn't really think they'd want anything to do with the toddler and the woman their father was having an affair with. It seemed odd to me. After posting here, I sort of decided that I wouldn't respond to her. I'd just ignore it. So I guess Reddit may have said, just ignore it. She just sent me the one message, so it wasn't like she was badgering me about talking to me. On Friday night, though, I decided to message her. I don't really know why. I think it was just really for my sake, so I could have a chance to apologize to her. I told her that I would be more comfortable speaking with her face to face since I couldn't trust that it was really her. She said she understood. I was too nervous to meet her in person, but we did a video chat. I didn't know what to expect. If this was all a ploy just to unleash her fury on me or what, I mean, I deserve that. She wouldn't be wrong to feel that way. It was really her. She told me she discovered our affair when she found communications between the two of us after our relationship have ended. She told me I'm one of the many women. She told me I'm one of the many women he had affairs with over the years. And wow. She knew about somebody even before he met me, but she didn't divorce him at that time. Finding out about that child was the final straw for her. It was the child. She endured so much, and it was the child.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my God.
That makes sense.
Hamster girl Brittany, hell hath no fury like a lover scorned.
My goodness.
But it seems like the wife is not being, you know, not being too scornful.
Not taking it out on OP.
Yeah, not taking it out on OP. I told her I was sorry for my relationship with her husband and admitted that I knew he was married. She graciously told me that she forgives me and that while she harbored a lot of anger towards me initially, she ultimately blames her husband, which
That is who you should blame. Yes.
That is who you should blame.
Yes.
But like really good on the wife for being so like, I know, understanding.
Very, very big of her.
Very big of her.
To do that for sure. Mature.
I'm not blameless, but she chooses not to hate me essentially. She said she couldn't have said this 6 months ago or a year ago when she first found out about me, but she has moved past that. She still has anger towards him, in addition to many other emotions surrounding him. She started pouring out her heart to me about their 20 plus year marriage and life together, and it was very awkward because what do I even say? Her kids know about me and my son. She says they're very mad at my father.
Oh.
Somehow, I don't think they're mad about the fact that he's not involved with my son's life. And why would they be mad about that? I would hate me if I were them, which I think is understandable for the kids.
Especially like younger kids, do we know their age? Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
I told her, with my son being so little right now, I don't feel comfortable with him meeting her kids or being involved with their family. I feel unsure about it, and it's not something I feel needs to happen right now. I mean, he's only two. Then she told me her ex was in a bad accident 2 months ago. He's fine now, still not allowed to return to all his normal activities yet, but we'll be fine. He's probably the most physically active person I've met, I'm sure.
Damn.
Barely ever seems to sit down, so he must be terribly annoying to be around if he's not allowed to go all the time. She told me he wants to meet my son. Apparently, she moved back in with him temporarily when he first came home from the hospital. Dang, that sucks. Man gets in an accident. Jesse says, sounds like karma. Facts. She said the accident really shook him up and he's been expressing a lot of regret about my son, not being involved, not providing for him. So now it's like everything she said, just a lie, and somehow got her to reach out to me on his behalf. And she actually did it. It felt almost like a relief talking to her initially, but then it's like, was any of that true or were you just trying to be his messenger? I don't even know if that part is true. Why wouldn't he just come contact me himself? I'm just feeling uneasy about this whole thing. And there are some more relevant comments. But before we get into that, do we believe the conspiracy theory? Put our little conspiracy thoughts on.
Boom.
Basically, she's like, maybe just because he got into this accident, he's reaching out, like, or he's having the wife reach out because he got into that accident. And so he's not even like, she's not even really wanting to do it. I'm so tired, bro. It is 1:42 a.m. right now.
Whoa.
Like, he wants to reach out to her. The wife doesn't. And he's just making the wife reach out. Like, OP thinks the wife doesn't even want to do this.
Right.
I don't know if I believe that, though.
Like he's able to guilt trip her because of the accident.
Yeah.
And everything. I feel like with the amount that she poured out and told OP and all the energy around that, I feel like no.
Yeah, I feel like she genuinely wants to talk to OP. There are some relevant comments that I'm going to read.
Oh, yes.
So
let's get back to reality.
Relevant comments. I don't believe I have to involve his teenage children in my son's life. Maybe when my son is old enough to decide what he wants. He is not named on the birth certificate, and I do not receive child support from him. I have asked nothing of him except to let me move away and not try to force me to have an abortion. I basically had a promise to not contact him, not make him a father, not request child support. If he truly wants involvement with my son, he can reach out to me directly, and he can take the legal route to establish himself as our son's father. So he's like, if you want to establish a relationship with me, do it directly. Yep. Don't do it through your wife.
Yeah.
Comment two. He did not legally serve his rights. He never established rights in the first place. He has no rights until he goes to court and establishes himself as the father. He is welcome to do that. Honestly, I wish my son did have a father who was involved in his life and loved him. Yes, this guy has faults, but he has plenty of positive qualities. He is really involved with his older children. I met him many times because they'd be at work with him or he'd have to drop by the office in his way to take them somewhere. He was always doing things with them. They seem like good kids who really love their dad. I wish my son could have had that experience too. I didn't think it was an option based on how he behaved. When I was pregnant, he wasn't interested and wanted my baby to go away. That's what I did and I accepted it. So she's like, initially I just accepted he didn't want to be there. Now she's like, oh, maybe he does. I'll let him in if he actually goes through it. Sakura Kuda says, Sam sounds dead now. It's fucking 2 a.m. What do you expect? I'm trying my darndest. One more comment before we go to some call-ins.
Let's do it.
Comment three. He is not legally my son's father at this time. That means currently is no legal parental rights or responsibilities regarding my son. I cannot stop him from taking the legal steps to establish paternity if he wishes to do so. He will always be my son's biological father. I can't change that fact. Regardless of whether or not he ever legally established paternity, my son will likely be curious about his biological father. And who knows, maybe they will establish a relationship one day, regardless of legal paternity. There is no way to say if I will meet a man who may want to adopt my son one day, thus becoming his legal father. It's something that I think would be nice, but nothing that I'm intent on doing. By choice, I've only been on 2 dates since my son was born, and that was only within the year 2024. Flex, OP. I realize that it will not be as simple as signing a piece of paper. And that is the end of that story. So OP did decide to talk to the wife of her ex-lover, but she thought like maybe like the wife was maybe being like coerced by the husband to like talk to OP to try to get like some relationship with OP's son, which is also the husband's son. I don't know if that's true, but
yeah, I wouldn't say, I would think no.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Yeah.
I think OP is right. If he does want to establish a relationship, then he should go directly.
100%.
Yeah.
A trillion percent. Trillion percent.
2 out of every 2 podcasters on the OKOP don't have 5 stars on Spotify.
That's both of us.
So if you could donate your thumbs to us right now and use them to tap 5 stars on Spotify or wherever you're listening, we might avoid lethal injection.
Just go to our profile on Spotify, click about, and then rate us 5 stars or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Save your podcasters, Sam and John, today.